All this comes as the UK is just a few short days away from having a new Prime Minister. Both the Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt and Boris Johnson are competing for Conservative Party leadership, but Boris Johnson is the clear frontrunner. And there are already reports that the EU is preparing to offer the new Prime Minister yet another extension on Brexit. Boris Johnson has also just received endorsement from Donald Trump ahead of the official announcement on Tuesday in the UK, as Samantha Hawley reports from London.
Boris Johnson has held the West London seat of Uxbridge since 2015, but the former London mayor, with his standout signature blonde hair, does not appeal to everyone.
But we haven't heard a lot of him.
He's sort of absent, is he?
We did have a bus sign that said, "Where's our MP?" marked on it.
So what sort of, you know, if he's successful and enters
well, it depends whether he gets voted back in. His majority's gone way down, you know.
At the 2017 snap election called by Theresa May, Boris Johnson's majority plummeted. He's now in power with a wafer-thin majority of 5,000 votes. If he enters number 10, that's the smallest margin of any sitting prime minister since the 1920s. The red double-decker bus, number 222, voters are also dismissive of their local member.
Personally, no, I don't think it's a joke.
So not prime ministerial material?
No, I wouldn't have thought so, no.
But the odds are stacked in his favour, and the 160,000 members of the Conservative Party have voted. 97% of them are white, 70% male. If Boris Johnson is announced as the new leader on Tuesday next week, there'll be a seismic shift in the political landscape. He's already being widely compared to Donald Trump.
They both rely on their celebrity a lot. I mean, they both created a public persona and have worked very hard on that.
Sonia Purnell is a Boris Johnson biographer and worked with him during the 1990s when he was a journalist.
They both rather sort of economical with the truth, shall we say, and Boris Johnson has been caught lying many, many times. But again, nothing has really happened to him as a result. It's if morality is not applied to Boris Johnson, just like normal moral standards are not applied to Donald Trump.
She says for the party faithful, all is forgiven because they believe Mr. Johnson will deliver Brexit. Andrew Gimson, another biographer, thinks while there are some similarities between Boris and Donald Trump, there are also many differences.
Boris is much better educated and actually knows several foreign languages and enjoys reading books. And secondly, in my opinion, though not everyone would agree with me, I think he's a much nicer man than Donald Trump.
If successful, he'll be the third leader to be faced with solving Brexit. He'll need to do that by the October the 31st deadline. This is Samantha Hawley in London, reporting for Saturday AM.